Let's say you're a painter. You've spent years capturing the beauty of your home state. And now a new adventure calls to you. Hit the road with your paints, brushes, canvases, and easel, and capture a landscape from all 50 states. Do you talk yourself out of this immense undertaking, or do you give in to that siren call? Saugatuck artist Anne Corlett said yes to the call of adventure. And after 3 years, 29,604 miles of driving and 164 days away from home, she has done it. The result is easel on down the road, 50 paintings representing each of the 50 states. Anne Corlett is with us now from Saugatuck. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much, Cindy. Thank you for having me on your show.
Where'd you get this idea, all 50 states?
I hadn't been to all 50 states, so that was one thing. I wanted to see the country. My children were out of the house, and I was newly single, and I guess I could. I also, as an artist, kind of decided I needed to have the equivalent of the great American novel, if you will. You know, not that I could achieve that, but I think thinking big helps you get places. I was getting in my car to visit my son in Austin, and I thought, hey, I might as well throw my canvases in, and if I'm going to do that, I might as well make a project out of it. It sort of happened by accident.
I can only imagine the logistics of this entire project to say, all right, all 50 states, which means driving to 48 and flying to Alaska and Hawaii, and
right.
You can't just check out of life for all that time, right? You got to pay
right.
the bills.
Right, right. So I would do anywhere between 1 and 7 states at a time. So that's why it took 3 years. I would go on a short little jaunt, you know, and pick up Ohio and New York. Or most of 2015, I took 2 long trips out west because I didn't want to be away from home for longer than a month at a time.
As I looked on your website, I went to annecorlett.com and I found the easel on down the road link, and I looked at your paintings from this project. What went into choosing the scene from each state? I mean, how do you even begin to decide, okay, I'm in Texas and this is what I want to paint?
Right, right. So it was really random a lot of the time. What I realized partway into this project was it wasn't really about finding the quintessential landscape, because believe me, you're in a beautiful place, California or Alaska or New Mexico, you know, Maine, and how do you pick just one landscape? I mean, everywhere you look, there's something to paint. So instead, I just decided this is the day I'm painting and I have to find a site today and do it. I set up some rules for myself so it didn't become ungainly and just painted wherever I was, basically. A lot of times a local would tell me, give me suggestions, and that's kind of how I met people. I'd stop them on the street and say, okay, where should I paint?
You've got seascapes, you have downtown Chicago, but I noticed for New York, you didn't give in to the temptation to do the New York skyline. You had something very different.
Oh, New York was such a beautiful place. It also depended where I stayed. So about a third of the time I would stay with family or friends, and I was staying with my nephew in Ithaca, and that is at the bottom of the Finger Lakes, and the cliffs and the water in that area of the state are just incredible. So that was such a different landscape. Me either. I would never think of New York State and think of that landscape. And that was what was special, was finding all these secret places, really. You know, earlier you talked about logistics. One of the first things that happened is I put the canvases, I just have this little teeny Honda Fit, and I would put the hatchback up and fit all my painting supplies, the wet paintings, and my luggage in the back of this little car.
Wow.
And what I realized, I initially used a sweater drying rack and to stack the paintings so that air would go around them. Well, it never even occurred to me that the oil paint fumes would make me dizzy, and they did. So eventually I bought a trailer, little teeny trailer, that would house 8 paintings and the supplies. So that helped me get around without losing any more brain cells.
Now, was there ever a point in all of this when you were driving in clearly some area where you'd never been before? Did you ever feel afraid or ever ready to say, you know what, this is just too much. What was I thinking?
Yes, there were plenty of times when I was afraid. In fact, sometimes I have dreams still, you know, that I'm driving along a cliff and I can't see. Sometimes I'd be on a road and there'd be no markers and it'd be real narrow, or I'd stay in some sticky little motel, you know, on a back two-lane highway and think, what was I thinking? But in the end, people are very open and nice and kind. And one of the things that came out of this for me is that humanity is really good overall. You know, we hear the news and we get so discouraged about the world at large, and yet people one-on-one are there for you. You know, you ask them for help, they give you help. And actually, even though I was frightened at certain different times, I was never actually in real danger that I knew of, and everything came out fine.
And we hear complaints that America's just, it's just become too much the same. As you go from state to state, they're the same businesses, same chains, same restaurants. But you can now say, you're the first person I think I've ever talked to, I can say you have been to each of the 50 states. Can you tell us, does each state have its own flavor, its own distinct characteristic?
Oh, absolutely. And I think driving to the states makes a difference than flying, because as you cross from one state into the next, you feel the gradual change. It's in landscape, but sometimes it's in dialect. It's in how people speak. It's in the kinds of foods. Boy, when I was in the Southwest, I felt like I was in a foreign land, or the Badlands were like landing on the moon. You know, I mean, you can hardly believe our country is just so huge. It's fabulous how much open space there is, and the variety of landscapes, you know, just tickled me pink. I couldn't believe it.
And then as you would come home after a road trip, what did Michigan look like to you in that context of having been a road warrior and then back to West Michigan?
Yeah. Oh, boy. You know, it's one of the things that felt best about every trip was coming home. I always felt so lucky to live here. Michigan is so beautiful. You know, I live near Lake Michigan. The beaches are gorgeous, and I go out and paint on the dunes all the time. We live in a very hydrated state, and when you go west, it can be so dry. And, of course, we know the drought that's been in California and the other western states. And I would come home and think, boy, am I lucky. I mean, Michigan, the rest of the country is beautiful, but this is truly a special place to live.
And you have a book coming out about this undertaking, Easel On Down the Road, A Journey to Discover. What did you discover through this about being an artist?
Oh, you're so kind to ask this question, because it stretched me as a person and an artist. As an artist, you have a language of shapes and mark making and even color. And when you go to a landscape you've never been, you are really pushing yourself into the unknown. So it was an unknown of travel, but it was also an unknown of my work. And it took a certain amount of courage. And so I learned that I could succeed in the travels and the paintings, which helped me understand that I can succeed in anything, really, that comes my way in life. So that was one of the big things that I brought home, is that if you push yourself a little, and you'll be amazed what you can do. And, you know, painting is really an analogy for life in general, at least for me.
How so?
It takes courage to be a painter. There's no structure. You have to create your own structure. There's no right answer. So that's kind of like life. And what I realized is if I let go of an expectation for how a painting is supposed to look, I'm more open to any result, and anything can happen. And that is true for life, too. I found if I let go of my expectations, not of just what's going to happen tomorrow, but what's going to happen in the next 10 years, then I'm more open to anything that might happen.
You can find out more about Ann Corlett's work, her book, and the project Easel On Down the Road by going to her website, anncorlett.com. And we should note it is Ann, A-N-N-E, so put that E in there at the end. You're going to be exhibiting these paintings around Michigan?
Yes, I'm so glad you asked. The Sarjec Center for the Arts is really a wonderful venue. They host theater and music and all kinds of interesting programming, and I will be in their gallery from June 10th until August 16th. That's in Saugatuck, of course, and the opening is June 10th and open to the public. And we are hanging the paintings starting tomorrow, and I'm hanging them chronologically. So if you go to the exhibit, you'll kind of be taking the trip with me.
Very fun, and I'm sure the book will be fun to read, too. Ann Corlett, it was great talking with you, and thank you for sharing your journey with us on Stateside.
Thank you so much. My pleasure.